Once again, this is Greg Tucker with ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. As we all know, retirement brings freedom, hopefully. And one of the considerations that increasingly people take into account is where do they want to live? We've all seen the studies, U.S. News, World Report, the New York Times, all of our major newspapers. They all focus on the most optimal city or town where you can optimize your retirement resources and really enjoy a fine quality of life. Catherine Collinson, who leads the Transamerica Institute, is back with us and has done some research into this recently and would like to share some findings. So, Catherine, tell us, where should we live?
That's a great question. We just did a survey of 2,000 retirees to find out how they've addressed that big question. First off, the good news is the vast majority are enjoying life. 39% say they've actually moved since they retired. And the reasons for moving? Many say they downsized to a smaller house, while others were reducing expenses, moving closer to family and friends. Some even reported a change in marital status.
It's interesting because you think of by the time somebody gets to that period of retirement, whether it's 65, 67, 70, or they continue to work in some form of sort of part-time work, you have a whole network of friends and sort of a social life and things that are familiar. And it's really fascinating that 39% have picked up and moved.
One of the most frequently cited criteria for all retirees in terms of where they choose to live is proximity to family and friends. And the other big criteria is an affordable cost of living.
So what were the big surprises in your research?
I was quite surprised that relatively few retirees cited things like walkable communities, convenient transportation, and cultural activities. One of my own dreams of retirement is living somewhere that I can walk everywhere and that I don't have to drive in a traffic jam ever again.
I think one of the considerations has to be about quality of life and affordability. Regardless of how much you've saved, you want to make sure that pool of assets will last as long as you need them. And with people living longer than ever before, that could be 25, 30 years or more.
And in choosing a place to live, there are some tremendous costs associated with moving. So one of the most important things that you can do is do your homework and spend some time at that place before fully committing. Because once you get there, you might find out that it wasn't all that it was cracked up to be, or that it was what you didn't want after all.
There are a lot of resources out there, as I noted. What are your favorites?
My top favorite is the Milken Institute's Best Cities, Large and Small, for Successful Aging. They've done the most comprehensive review that's available, and you can find that at www.milkeninstitute.org. AARP has also done tremendous work on this, and you can find that on AARP's website. And then lastly, publications, as you mentioned, like U.S. News and World Report, Forbes, Time, Money, they all have terrific resources available as well.
The fact is there are a lot of decisions to take into account. Good insights and, again, a lot of resources available at transamericainstitute.org. Thanks, as always, to our terrific producer, Matt Taka. Always makes it sound even better than we could on our own. So that's all we have time for here on this latest edition of ClearPath, your roadmap to health and wealth, brought to you by the Transamerica Institute. Until next time, I'm Greg Tucker. We'll